Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to welcome to KDWA Pastor Brent Compline. He is here representing his church, New Life Evangelical Free Church of Hastings, and we are thrilled to have him as part of our rotation with members of the Hastings Ministerial Association. Pastor Brent, how goes it?
It is going well, thank you.
Well, I'm thrilled for you. So are you still able to meet as members of the Ministerial Association, or how is that going, please?
Yeah, we take summers off from our regular meetings. We'll start up again in September, and there's a good chance that we'll continue doing online gatherings. We did Zoom for a little while. It's been such a valuable part of our community to have the Ministerial Association with such a broad range of leaders who are there from different ministries, churches, and we all get together, and we're really careful to be saying to each other, we're on the same team. We're not against each other. We're working together for the kingdom of God and for the good of our community, and we know that that matters a lot, that there's a lot of unity in our community. It was a huge blessing for me to join that group a few years ago, and I've really loved every minute of it.
And I suppose now, more than anything, you know, to run ideas past each other, because you're all in this together as far as still trying to keep faith and church moving forward, even with all the changes that the pandemic gave us.
Yes. Yeah, we do a lot of collaborating. You know, summer, it's a little hard to get in touch with each other. Everybody's traveling, and we're all over the place. But throughout the spring, or the late winter, early spring there, when we all had to adjust to a completely different way of doing our church services online and to make various adjustments to all of our other, you know, ministries, we had a lot of conversations about what different strategies we were using and what we were finding works best and how to best care for people. I think beyond developing new technologies and figuring out video, you know, editing and all that, we really kept talking to each other about how are we caring for the people that have been entrusted to us, because it really matters that we have that relationship and shepherd and care for people. So we were, you know, going old fashioned. We were writing letters and making phone calls and all kinds of things underneath all of those video services that we were doing. And I know a lot of churches were being careful to make sure they were keeping track of people who may be in need.
So nice to hear, and we really appreciate that. I know that your church has an upcoming teaching series about the Bible. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, we're starting September 6th, a new sermon series, a new preaching series that's going to be an overview of the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation. So we're calling it God's Story, and it's about discovering the Bible. And what I want to do is walk our church through the grand story of who God is and what he has done from across the story of the scriptures from beginning to end. One of my concerns, and I think that this is prevalent all over in our churches, in our community, and elsewhere in the country, is a lack of awareness and understanding of the story of the Bible. And if you crack open the Bible and you land in a prophetic book or something, somebody could start reading that going, I have no idea what this means, and where am I even in the course of history, and what does this mean for the bigger picture? We often use the term biblical literacy, when we talk about this in the church, because we want people to become literate or to become aware and knowledgeable on the story of the scripture, so that when they do open up the Bible and read it for themselves, that they know where they are, that they know the mm-hmm. stages and parts of the story, the what God has done, so that they don't feel confused or lost. And so I think it's hugely important as a foundation for us as a church. And of course, we would, anyone who wants to come and as a guest and be a part of this, we'd love to have you join us September 6th. We're going to be doing it September, October, and November. We're going to go through the whole story of the scriptures beginning to end, piece by piece, in the major movements of the story. So it's going to be really fun.
So September 6th is when it kicks off. Would we have to register in advance?
No, this is going to be during our main worship services. So we okay. meet 9:30 a.m. on Sundays. All are welcome. And we have, as many churches do who are open for live services, we have our various protocols for COVID-19. But we're able to have our live in-person services in our building, and all are welcome to come join and to participate in that. And we'll be working through in our messages on Sunday mornings at 9:30. We'll be working through the story of the Bible throughout the fall.
So you're going to start at the very beginning, and then how in the world will you get through the whole Bible by November?
Well, we're obviously not going verse by verse. Okay. Although that is when I usually teach on Sunday mornings, our sermons are what we call expositional or verse by verse through a book of the Bible. That's how we teach. We want people to really get into the details of the scriptures and hear what God's saying to them, and not the clever thing I want to say. So in order to cover that much ground, we're going to move from major stories to major story to get the overview. I actually had a guy in our church after we announced we were going to do this series, and it's 3 months or 12 weeks or so. He said, the Bible was written over 1,400 years by 40 different authors, and you're going to talk about it in 12 weeks? And I said, ouch, that is making a good point. It is I know for some folks, when you pick up a Bible, it is a thick book. And what I want to do is in a way, I don't know if demystify is the right word, but to take what can be, for many people, an intimidating thing to understand, because we're talking about writings that were written thousands of years ago into a different culture and a different time, but are still speaking to us today, because this is God's enduring word for all mm-hmm. time. And so I want to have people to be able to approach that, understand it, and read it for themselves and study and hear what God's teaching them today, because it's of ultimate importance to listen to what he has said.
You know, what you just said about still being relevant is so true, and it makes me think about things that aren't of God, like, let's just say, a sitcom. You know, old sitcoms, sure. they seem dated when you go back and watch them, yeah. but isn't yeah. it something that the Bible really, God's word, is it prevails? I mean,
yes.
endures.
And, exactly. And like I just mentioned, it's the most remarkable piece of literature in the history of the world, because what I want to show through this series is that you have a book, a series of 66 books that were written over the course of 1,400 years or so or longer by 40 or so authors. And this entire Bible has a unified story, mm-hmm. a unified message that could not have been engineered. It's not like reading a novel by a single author. It's, in a sense, because God has inspired these texts through these human authors, it has a unified story and a message that we need to hear, and it's endured throughout time, because this is the very words that God has spoken to his people. And I'll tell you what, it is the life-giving daily thing that I go to every day, to read what God's word, to read the Bible, and to be able to listen with an ear to hear what God is teaching and saying, and then put that into action and do it. And that's why the studying the scriptures is so important, because it's applicable for everyday life today, and it will it will change your life.
And don't you think that some days different things pop out at you and other days other things pop out at you?
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of, that's a God thing that he wants you to take away.
Absolutely.
You know, on a certain day, you could read the same thing, you know, 20 times and on 20 different days, you might come up with something different.
Yes. Well, and because it can be applied to a different circumstance in your life or something of that sort. You know, I would say so many times we approach a truth in the scriptures, and because of the time, the circumstances, the place that you are, that truth, it sheds light onto the situation that you're in, sometimes in a different way, in a different time period in your life. But that truth endures, and the reason why it is so powerful is because that thing that was spoken, the thing that was written, that message, that parable that Jesus told or something, is enduring over time and has made an impact because God has illuminated this truth to people throughout generations. And so we're the next generation in line that is reading the same scripture that's been here for 2,000 years for the New Testament and longer for the Old Testament. And it's still as active and alive and wonderful and life-changing as it ever was. And that's because it's not just words on a page. There's a living God, creator, almighty God, who is behind it, who orchestrated and wrote it through these authors, through these people. And that's why it endures, is because it's not just a stale piece of literature. It's there's a God who communicates and has revealed himself to us.
Pastor Brent, I know that some people find comfort in the same scripture readings, and I think that's great. But would you recommend reading the whole Bible to find other things that might bring you comfort? Or how do you approach the Bible?
Definitely. I think it is vital to read the entire Bible. There are folks who feel, like I said earlier, maybe intimidated to read some of the passages of the Old Testament when you start going through the names of the various tribes all these different historical events. And goodness, you got...
Don't read it out loud, maybe. Just read it silently to yourself so you don't have to worry about pronunciations.
Oh, man, that is hard, and it's difficult for folks. I think if you press in a little bit to try and understand some of the, like we're going to do this fall, some of the arc of the story of history, like the historical moment that it was written in, it helps to place the words into a context so that you don't feel like you're just reading something that you don't understand. I would encourage folks, if you want to get started and read something fresh in the Bible, you know, if you've never picked up a Bible before, I'd recommend picking up and opening up to the Gospel of John and starting there and reading through the Gospel of John. You can go through any one, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and just read those first. If you want to, if you're familiar with the New Testament and you want to get into the Old Testament, I think it's fun to start reading some of the, you know, obviously Genesis is a fun one, just to hear some of the story of the beginning and of the launch of God's people and all of that. But I like the historical books. They tell a lot of the story of the kings of Israel and all the various, you know, travels and wars and trials and whatnot. And it's really interesting reading, although it can be long. But if you're looking for something daily for devotions, Proverbs is a great place to go. You can just read a few verses, two verses, and chew on those for a few days, and it'll change your life.
And it's all based on a true story, I hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are my favorite kind of books.
Yeah.
So, Pastor Brent, tell us again how we can participate in this upcoming series.
Yes, it's going to be during our worship services, starting September 6th all the way through November, and we will be meeting 9:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we are located north of Hastings on Highway 61 on the left, about half a mile or a mile past the turnoff for 95. So, you'll see a sign there on the highway, and you can look us up online. Our website is nlefc.org. That's nlefc.org. And we have a Facebook page as well, and that's where we have our live stream. So if you don't want to come to the, you know, live services, you can find find us on Facebook and you can watch the video of these, and we'd love to have you come.
So will each part of the series be a standalone, or is it something that we will build on each week?
Yeah, it'll build. We're literally going to start in Genesis 1:1 and then work our way through 12 or I think 14 weeks all the way down to the end of the Bible. So they will build on each other. There'll be about, 30 minutes for each message each week. And so, again, you can come join us live or you can watch it online. It'd be a great way as you build through the story to see how it all connects together. That's the key. I really want someone to walk away and understand the overarching theme, which, if I can give a little teaser for that, the theme that we're going to talk about is God's presence. And honestly, in the time period and the things that are going on around us right now, I think that we need to understand in a really rich and deep way what it means for us to be with God, for God to be with us, and the incredible hope, joy, and salvation there is in coming to God's presence and having Him change and transform and become the king of your life. And I think that the presence of God, you see the bookends of Scripture, the first chapter and the last chapter are both about God being with His people. And that's what we desire, and that's what I want people to see, is that the Scripture's got a unified story about God coming to be with His people and redeeming them.
Would you recommend that people follow along with their own Bibles?
Absolutely. We say this every week at our church. When I get up to preach, I invite people to turn, grab a Bible and bring one with them, or grab one in the back, because we have a few copies in the back of the room, to open to the Scripture passage with me so that you can follow along on your own, because I really want folks to become familiar and not only comfortable but also inspired to open up that Bible themselves and read it. Because it's, again, I tell people this all the time at our church, when I'm preaching, I imagine myself holding the Scriptures up as the center of attention, because it's God's word and He's the center of attention. And I want to stand off to the side in a way and point to that Scripture and say, in as compelling and passionate way as I can, what God is teaching you through that Scripture. So in other words, I'm not the center of attention during that message. It's not about the clever things I want to say. I want to point you to what God says and help you as passionately as I can to understand it and to apply it to your life, because that's what's going to change you. It's not about me. So I hope through this series people are going to see the value in understanding and really reading the Scriptures for themselves, and to be able to understand it and to take that and apply it and listen to what God's teaching them through it.
We're so grateful for your time. Thank you so much. Pastor Brent Coplin, he is the pastor of New Life Evangelical Free Church in Hastings. Do visit them for worship, 9:30 on Sundays. And the new series starts on September 6th, and all are welcome. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. My Jesus.